Hello?
Ew.
Ew, okay, good, okay. First time I tried this joint, I actually did work. Alright, whatchacallit? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Wise Man Talks podcast. I am your host, Dante Brown. With me today, I got my main man, Sally Sal. What it do, man?
What's up with you? I'm good, what's up with you?
Man, I can't complain, man. I appreciate you for coming out. You actually, technically, is the first official guest on the pod, because I had my man Eric when he was down WrestleMania, had him do a little intro so people got to hear his voice too. But you were actually the first official member on the Wise Man Talk, guest on the Wise Man Talks podcast, man. Congrats, man. So how long you been watching wrestling?
Since like 98 2000, the Attitude Era.
You remember your first match that you got, did you ever seen watching, or if you ever went to one of the shows, you know, the first match you think you remember?
The first match I watched was the Austin versus Kane in 98, the night Austin got his title back. That was what's that, King of the Ring, when he lost, then that Monday he got a bat that same that night.
Was that part of the that wasn't part of the highway to hell up to SummerSlam, right? When it was Austin and Taker.
Yeah.
Was that part of that?
Yeah. Feud? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I know a little bit about that. Like, I know like a lot of, like the stuff that went on, but like specific matches, I don't know too much about it. But like that's why I try to like pay attention to that stuff, because I go, that's why I was, dang man. That's another. When I was down WrestleMania, man, the WWE World joint, and I seen Ray. I should have told him, because the first match I ever seen, it was Batista and Mysterio, and that steel cage match against Eminem. And then that's when Mark Henry came down and busted the cage door open and started beating Batista and Ray. I was like, dang. And that was when it was like, I think, what was that channel? 57 and UPN? Whatever it used to be. Yeah. That was a crazy time, but. Yeah, man. You got a favorite wrestler, current or all time?
Mine's is Austin, but currently, we talking about female and males or just
either or.
All right, Austin and Roman as now, but for the females, I like Rhea. Mm-hmm. I like Rhea and. Yeah, Rhea. Okay.
You know they hurt. I just heard found out that she got hurt. They said last
hurt.
Week on Raw. I said, "Dang, so she might have to vacate the title." So I said, "Time for my baby Liv to get her gold back."
So that's funny though. That's funny because Rhea put Liv out.
Yeah, so it's vice versa. She said revenge tour, but she didn't say how it was gonna be revenge tour. Just gotta pay attention to the details.
Right.
But nah, hopefully Rhea injury ain't too bad, because I thought she was going to at least hold it until like Backlash and then fight Liv Morgan for the belt.
Right.
And then obviously lose it, because it's crazy though. If she going to be out of action, then Raw going to be kind of a little dry, because Seth is, he's on a little hiatus for his recovery for his back and knee, and Becky, she's doing her little book tour, so she's on a little hiatus. Mm-hmm. So I said, dang, it's going to be weird without, like the main people like really actually carrying Raw. So let's say we got these other people, it's time for them to step up, because Seth is gone for a while, Roman is gone for a while, Becky and Rhea might be gone for a while, and it's like it's time, because Raw, I mean SmackDown last week, man, it was looking a little
what's his name, so he's not actually related related.
He's I think what he said, the guy Alpha.
That's isn't that How Cool Peoples?
I think it was somebody's name they said. It was like some weird, because that he was How Cool. They showed a picture where Rikishi and him and his dad was like a tag team at one point.
So that's How Cool then. That's gotta
yeah,
be
yeah,
How
yeah,
Cool.
Yeah, How Cool. Yeah, because he was there, no, that was Rock, that was Rosie. I would say Umaga and Rosie was a little tag team, and then some was that Rikishi. Who'd you say? You said Haku.
Yeah, Haku. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Tampa's son. I mean Tampa's dad. I didn't even know who he was. No. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's all. Like, when I seen the person,
I didn't know who he was either.
I was like, when they said Tampa Tonga, I thought it was gonna be Jacob Fatu, because I seen night two of WrestleMania, they were saying that Jake Fatu is saying that he signed with WWE. So I was like, okay, it was gonna be him. I was like, dang, but it's gonna be interesting though. But they talking about Roman and being a babyface, and him and Jay and Jimmy, they all get back together forming the Bloodline. So like a War Games, it might be the new Bloodline with like Solo running the thing, and if they can get Jacob or Zilla to go over there and join the WWE. So it's gonna be crazy, man.
So this question now, the question everybody asking is, who set that up? Did The Rock set him up? Because he didn't actually lose. He actually won night one.
Yeah, but then because he looks at it that because like Paul said, losing is consequences, and then how what you call it? He was saying Roman, he had to take accountability, and then Solo even clarified. So part of me thought Solo was the one that's gonna be in charge, because remember when Paul was about to, when he's talking about Roman Reigns, he was like talking about being the Phoenix and rising, and he mentioned as soon as he mentioned Tribal Chief, he cut him off, because before Roman said that yeah, Solo gonna be the next one to be the Tribal Chief. So I don't know if that's him stepping up and just saying, you know what, since I didn't have a match at WrestleMania, technically I didn't lose. Jimmy, you lost to Jay, and Roman, you lost to Cody. And The Rock, he's not here, so he ain't in charge. So you know what? I might as well step out. I'm the younger brother. I might as well take charge.
I think Rock set that up.
That's why
I just got to remember he might have set it up.
Cause I'm thinking, cause they're talking about when him and Cody Rhodes talk, he said, "Yeah, I got to go away, but I'm coming back for you." So I'm thinking SummerSlam, it'd be Cody Rhodes and The Rock for the title. Cause that's what I'm trying to see. Where would Roman come? Well, how do you get Roman in? Because they talk about Roman and Cody one more time at SummerSlam. So I'm like, either like Roman will come back, and then, or even if they don't do that, with Roman in his match, and then The Rock comes out and costs him that match. Because remember, he did spear him. So I was like, he might be holding a grudge against him for spearing him, and then he lost the match. And then when he got pinned, you've seen, I think, yeah, when he either got pinned or when he was outside the ring when The Rock came down, he just looked at Roman. He didn't like try to like check on him, make sure he was good or whatnot. He just like stared him down and then just walked away.
So I think they should just do this instead of like, you know, they should just do the triple threat WrestleMania, get it done and over with. If you don't finish the story, you don't finish the story. Just have a That's triple threat. Everybody's in there.
That's what I thought he was going to do when he was at Vegas and when Cody came out. I was about to say, oh no. As soon as he was talking about something, yeah, no, I'm picking you, Roman Reigns. And I thought somehow on SmackDown, Roman's going to be like, no, I'm not fighting him. The next thing you know, it's a trip. I thought it was going to be the whole Daniel Bryan thing, how he like added himself into that match. And it was like, it was crazy.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it was crazy how they showed a, it was a picture. It was like every 10 years, it was like some miracle story. Like WrestleMania 40, you had Cody Rhodes. And then they said at WrestleMania 30, that was Daniel Bryan. WrestleMania 20 was Chris Benoit, and I forget who was at 10. What WrestleMania 10? Who was that? Was that Shawn Michaels?
Who was that 10? Mike Shawn, right?
Was that Shawn? Cause that WrestleMania 10, I don't even know. I'm looking at it right now. WrestleMania
10. That's a 94. So I think that was Mike.
94.
Cause they had, was Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels, yeah.
Oh, so that was that ladder match. Oh, so what was?
Yeah, that was that ladder match, yeah.
So I guess that was I don't know, is that the miracle match? Cause I didn't get how that kind of fit with I guess so. Maybe it was. Yeah,
so what happened was on Arrivals, if anybody that watched wrestling on A&E.
Yeah.
That comes on Sundays. That ladder match is the second. It's first on television, but that's the second one they ever did in wrestling. Mm. When they did the Razor Ramon documentary.
Mm. Yeah, because that was... Yeah, that Sean lost that one, right? That was... Razor Ramon. I was like, yeah, because that was a good match. Because the way they hyped it up, you would have thought Sean would have won that. By the way, like, Sean came all out. Because that was the one that won. He, like, was climbing down the... on a zip line through the rafters.
Was it?
I think I might be getting that mixed up when he actually won the title. I might be getting that mixed up when he actually, I think, won that WWE title. Because I think that's when he had, like, them, the white trunks. I mean, the white, pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know if you've seen, leading up to WrestleMania, they was doing on different, like, sports page, like on Bleacher Report, they did like the 50 greatest superstars of all time. IGN, they did their top 25, and then this Sports Not something about 6 days ago, they did 20 best. Let me see. I'm gonna try IGN. I'm gonna read you the list 25 greatest superstars of all time, and you let me know if you agree or disagree. All right, so 25, they got Roddy Piper. 24, they got AJ Styles. 23. Now, see, with this, I feel like they're doing, like... See, when they say wrestlers, they're doing, like, with all the indie companies. Like, they got to do WWE superstars. Because I just thought about that. They got, like, AJ Styles and, like, that. He was, like, all over, like, the wrestler industry. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Daniel Bryan. So, like, whatever, I guess. Okay, so, yeah, Daniel Bryan is 23. Cody Rhodes, 22. Punk, 21. Mysterio, 20. Andre, Giant, 19. Oh, they got Roman, 18. That's disrespect. That's your tribal chief. He should be 18.
You could already disagree right there from 25 to 18.
But then again, I didn't really see him. I don't think he really started exceeding. I mean, excelling with King of Tribal Chief, like, yeah, but then you got these other people, like, Edge was 17, so, yeah, I wouldn't take Roman over Edge.
That should be he should be, like, in the top 10 or top 15.
When it's all said and done, I think I would say he is. Because then, like, you got, see, that's why it's hard when you got to, because then you got to go way back, when you got to do the top, because if you just do, I think it's easier if people just do it on what they watch, like from what they watch or what they can remember. Like, if you can't be doing that, like, I obviously couldn't do like Hogan or Andre the Giant because that's way before my time. But like, I could do like Austin because, like, I mean, I still somewhat in my ring, even though like his prime was before my time, but like I still got to see a little bit of it. So, like, yeah, Orton 14, Eddie Guerrero 13. Randy Savage, 12. Angle, Hogan. They got Sting at 9. I don't know about that.
But he's WCW. He's not more as a WWF star. He's more like a WCW.
And then he was even more of a TNA than WWE.
That's true. WWF.
So I say, yeah, I would say that. Triple H, 8. Cena, 7.
What?
No. Blair, 6. Brett, 5. I don't know about that. Rock, 4. Michaels, 3. Taker, 2. And Austin, 1. See, Brett, nah. Like, at the IBC somewhere, like on Bleacher Report, they have Bret Hart, the greatest wrestler of all time. That's crazy. I don't know what people think about that. I mean, like, he's one heck of a technician. I give him that. Like, you could put him in that conversation. But then if they go with that, I'm going to take Angle. That's it. Which the stuff Kurt Angle did, that was crazy. 8. Triple H being 8, though, I think that's kind of low. I think he should be top 5. What you think? You hear me? Hello? Sal? Oh, until we lost connection. Dang. If you hear it, you hear it. We gonna run down that list again, because I think that's a little crazy. They got Ric Flair. Putting him as such is kind of crazy.
I don't know. Anything. Because my top 20 should be in order. I don't know. Yeah, not order. Yeah, my top 20. All the time.
I got Michael. That's my favorite wrestler of all time. Michaels, The Rock, Triple H, Austin, Edge, Randy, Kurt Angle. Who else? I want to say, yeah, Jeff Hardy. Dang, this is hard. I gotta sit there and actually think about this, John. Oh, man, that's too much, John. That's crazy. I can't even think that much. There's too many good wrestlers out there. I'm trying not to do the current ones, because I'm going to do all time. If they all time, some of them ain't going to be current. I mean, some of the current ones ain't going to be all time on my list.
Oh, you know Roman hitting that list, so yeah, you know he's gonna hit that list.
Oh yeah, right now he's definitely. Now yeah, Roman, yeah. That's bro, that's he. Yeah. Honestly, I think he really. I said Shawn my favorite wrestler, but that's because I just picked Shawn just to pick him. Because like that when I was getting into wrestling, I was like, okay, like you doing Sweet Chin Music, bro. And like his, I like using him in the game, so that's why I just picked him, but. No, watching Roman Reigns, especially when he became the Tribal Chief, that actually made me love watching wrestling. And, like, actually, like, be all into the whole character and persona. And it's just like, dang, I get real in tune to, like, okay, when Roman Reigns, the theme song hit. It's like, no, I got to sit there and watch the Tribal Chief's theme song no matter what. Got to throw up the ones. I said, dang, that's, you got to acknowledge the Tribal Chief.
I can give you my 20.
Go ahead.
Rock, Austin, mm-hmm. Taker, mm-hmm. Flair. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with Mike, like you said. I'm gonna go with him. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
I'm gonna put Kane in there.
Mm-hmm.
Cena. I'm gonna put Hogan in there.
I never can stand Hogan, man. I hate Hogan.
I'm gonna put Randy in there.
That's mine.
I'm gonna put Jericho up there.
Oh, okay, that's 10.
I'm gonna put Angle.
11.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go. I wanna say Ray because him being small, overcoming all them giants. Yeah.
But that was crazy. They had that one match when it was like him versus. The Great Khali, I think Big Show and Big Daddy V. I said, come on. And then he ended up winning that match. I was like, bro, let's be realistic. All they had to do was just toss that guy around and just sit on him. But that's
I'm gonna put
11.
I'm gonna put Roman up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put Brock up there.
Oh yeah.
What's that? 13.
Yep.
I'm gonna put Edge. Did I say Edge? I'm gonna put Edge up there. I'm gonna take your man's up there.
14.
13. I'm gonna put Seam up there.
15.
You know what? Who's come on, South 13, man. I said Angle, right? Okay, yes. Okay. I'ma throw somebody out there. Know what? I go over Savage. I'ma throw Savage out there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'ma throw Slim Jim out there.
That's 16. I hate that commercial. That was annoying me. They showed that way too much. I was tired. Especially when The Rock was supposed to be coming out at that convention, John. They showed that nonstop. I was getting pissed off. But yeah, that's 16.
I'ma throw Mick Foley out there.
17, oh yeah, forgot.
Now I do RVD counts?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'ma throw Mr. ECW over there.
18.
I wanna say Goldberg, but he ain't come over to like what, 02? He ain't come to like 02.
But no, he was still WWE, and you can still put him in there.
But his run wasn't like WCW run though.
Yeah, that's true.
No one, I'ma put Batista there. I'ma put Batista and I'ma put Benoit up there. I'ma put Benoit.
Oh shit. Damn, so is that 19 or 20?
I think that's it might be 20.
Dang.
But if that's 19, then my 20. I might go with either Brent or Kevin Nash.
Okay. Damn, so now I gotta. Actually, let me do it again. Because I gotta. I wanna do mine over. That should give me ideas now. I ain't thinking these certain people. All right, so. Like I said, Roman. I'm gonna switch it up. Mm-hmm. Now, Roman's number one. Because, to be honest, yeah, actually, I enjoy watching wrestling specifically because of him. All right, so Roman's one. Roman won. Michaels two. Triple H three. Rock four. See, I want to say Austin, but I didn't really. When he was around, he wasn't really fighting. Like he stopped fighting at that time. So I really can't. I want to say Austin, but I feel like I can't say him. At least The Rock fought in a couple matches, and then I've seen him enough, like right. On a weekly, well, on a once in a while base, to where I said, okay, I can say The Rock. Sorry, I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna put Stone Cold. So that's four. Taker five. Randy six. Edge. Angle. Angle. Punk. Jericho. Dang, what's that? Is that, was that 10 or 11?
I lost count. Probably 10.
It's 10. So I said Punk. No, I said Jericho. Hardy. Damn, Jeff Hardy. 11. Did I say Benoit?
Nah.
Benoit. 12. Seth 14. Forgot. I like Seth Rollins. Kane 15. Oh snap, I'm tripping. I didn't say Cena, did I?
Nah.
All right, so what number would I just stop at?
Probably like 15, I think.
15, all right. So Cena, 16. It's gonna be a shock. Oh no, Brock, 16. Shelton Benjamin, 17, because he's underrated. I forgot about him. Shelton. Oh, R-Truth. I gotta put him in there. He's funny. He's hilarious. That dumb shit, but he's hilarious. R-Truth. Mick Foley and dang, I just need more. Who else? And then I guess I put Austin there. I know it's already at the end, but I had to throw him in there. Realistically, I would never put Austin at the end. Just putting that out there. Don't want everybody bashing me and all this and that. But yeah. Dang, man, that's actually I like doing questions like that. Then like, alright, so like who's your what's your Mount Rushmore for finishers all time?
Finishers? Oh. RKO, because it comes out of we're doing the top five.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore. You pick four finishers. Okay. It could be anybody that use it. Male or female.
Okay, the RKO, because that comes out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use the stunner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I like the last ride.
Okay.
And Shawn Michaels and that super kick.
I got the RKO. Then I got people's elbow. It's just funny seeing it when the Rock when they join, especially when the Undertaker sat up, he kicked him back down. It's funny how he be doing it in the joint where he was like in the shoes and he glided across and he hit the catch Shamrock with that. It's like RKO, people's elbow. This is funny. Like I like want to say the F5 and the angle slam. Like I don't know why. Forget the angle slam. F5 and what's the Styles Clash? AJ Styles, Sean.
Okay.
That joint, because when he be countering, that should be crazy. Like, did you see Joe? He hit it on was it Kevin Owens?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? I said, nah, that's crazy. Like, I seen a complication, whatever it's called, complimation. Of how many times like he kept kind of reverse that and like counter. That's crazy. The one he did one against like Ricochet, that was like crazy too.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I was like, dang. But yeah, like, I was gonna say the F5 and the angle slam, because like when Kurt Angle be doing that, John, it'd be funny. It'd be crazy watching that too. Like,
but people don't know that F5 came from his wife though, because of a name as the Sable Bomb back in the day.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's why I said like today's people growing up, like I said, y'all was in like the 90s and 80s, like yeah. So that's where, so half of these finishers is came from the 90s, like I said, the F5 is the Sable Bomb.
Spear's been from 90s, 80s. That's just a never ending thing. The spear's forever.
And you know about the choke slams and the tombstones.
Yeah. And then like I see a lot of people now they're starting to do like the Canadian Destroyer, like Roxanne Perez, her move to Pop Rocks. Yeah. I think that's the Canadian Destroyer.
then like some people might know Kurt Angle's and whatchamacallit Angle last come from Ken Shamrock. So
There's a lot of, it's a lot of moves that you see a lot of them do. They'll either do some sort of it's always the, like the Giants. They'll do a power slam.
Right.
And then they'll do a spear or an ankle lock, or Becky's the only one that kind of does the rock bottom. Manhandle slam. I mean, yeah, like rock bottom. That's just a uranagi, just a different way you just do a uranagi.
Exactly.
So yeah, a lot of moves. It's just different names, and it's just like, oh, okay. And like, it took me a minute at first with Damian Priest. I was like, because this is like what I didn't really pay attention to when he was in NXT. I just heard his move was South of Heaven, so I was like, okay. And then like, I see how this guy was. I said, oh, he's supposed to be like this devilish person, and like South of Heaven is just. It's just like a side effect choke slam.
Yeah.
It's just like something like what John Matt Hardy used to do, and then like just a choke slam version. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of copy. And then the RKO is just a diamond cutter.
Yeah, and then Johnny Ice.
Yeah. And then Cody Rhodes.
Too though.
Huh.
That diamond cutter crazy too though.
Yeah. And then the Cody cutter is just a flying RKO.
Yep.
But it'd be crazy how he'd be doing it. Like he did the one he did against Seth when he came back at WrestleMania was at 38. That was tough when he did in the air. And then the joint he did on Roman in that tag match, like he jumped. Stood on the apron, like Seth tagged him in, and then he did like that crazy joint. And I was like, oh, I thought right then and there they was gonna win that. I was like, damn, because that was hot. Hey, what's another? Now, females, who's your give me your top 10 females all the time? This connection, I don't know what's going on. You there, Sal? Say strong connection, but you got this thing cuts in and out. I don't know what's up with that. But nah, then I'll just go then. Yeah, my top 10. My 10, yeah. Women all the time.
I go ahead.
Oh, see, there we go. All right, nah.
It came back up.
Yeah, I can hear you now. So I don't know why it cut out. So, did you go?
So I said Lita. Said Lita, Trish, Chyna, Steph, Rhea. Sable when she was a wrestler before she moved to all WCW. Mm-hmm. You know, Charlotte. I like Becky. I think that's what, 8? It's probably like 8.
Yeah.
Naya, and I need a submission bait. So I need a submission bait. No, my fault. Take Naya. I'm gonna do Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna do. And Sasha.
Oh, yeah, Sasha.
And I'm missing. I know I'm missing. I know I got her in, yeah.
As long as you ain't saying Natalia.
I didn't see it.
Yes. I got Trish, Lita. Trish, Lita. Yeah, Trish, Lita, China. That's the top three. Can't argue with that. That's Trish, Lita, China. Then I'm going to go Bianca.
Okay.
So Trish, Lita, Bianca. I mean, Trish. Yeah, Trish, Lita, China, Bianca. Yeah, she wasn't. She wasn't bad. Mickey James. All right, Mickey. No. Mickey. No. Forget Mickey. I'm gonna go Melina. Melina over Mickey. Hold on. Yeah, Melina. Dasha. Sasha. What is this? Damn. Trish, Lita, China, Bianca, Melina, Sasha. Michelle McCool. No, scratch that. Bailey, Michelle McCool. Stephanie. And then.
I wasn't expecting you to see her.
I forgot. I did like her when she was a woman's champion. Yeah. Stephanie and. Oh, Trip. I'm tripping. Hold on, wait.
There's a lot of people out there. I forgot. Go ahead.
This ain't the order, but I'm adding something. I forgot AJ. I had to add AJ in there. AJ Lee. Oh, that was my baby. Oh, shoot, wait. Let's scratch that one. No. I'm going to take out Melina. I'm going to put AJ Lee in there. And I'm going to add Liv Morgan in there, too. I forgot. That's my baby. I got to add her in there.
I know. I forgot about Paige, too.
Oh, Paige is a good one. Oh, shit. Bella Twins.
That's like, how I said. Hard to pick 10.
Yeah. It'd be like after you start thinking, like, yeah, nah. But yeah, I'm stick with them. Take out Melina and Stephanie, put in AJ and Liv.
So now I got a question for you. I'm gonna give you errors. I need to pick two errors. And have to go face to face and see who will win.
Oh.
You got the golden era. You know that's the 80s. You got the attitude that's the mid 90s. Then you know you got the ruthless aggression.
Yeah.
The golden era, I guess that's what CM Punk was saying. After he won his title, called it the golden era.
I didn't even know they called it. I thought it was like the PG era. But yeah, okay, the golden era.
And what we got now? The Renaissance?
Yeah, the Renaissance era.
Okay, so I know I'm probably forgetting one though, but. Okay, out of them, pick two, then go 1-1.
I want to put the. I want the Attitude Era versus No Attitude Era.
I mean, because you came in 2000, so eventually you are like near. You was in it, but you came like near to the end.
Yeah, I was like after that WCW, like that invasion towards like that. I was like that weird point when it was like WWF versus WCW and ECW, and I was like, wait, what? So yeah, because I grew into the Ruthless Aggression era, so. I ain't gonna lie, that was a pretty good era. I put the Ruthless Aggression era up with the era now against the Renaissance era. That would be interesting. Because like I said, you have matches like you did Kurt Angle versus Chad Gable, that would be good. Technician. You could do like, imagine prime Brock Lesnar, next big thing Brock Lesnar up against. Put him up against Gunther, or no, put him against
the rookie Brock.
Yeah, rookie Brock. When he was over here doing moonsaults and stuff, and them triple power bombs. Put him up against. Who'd he go against? That would be interesting.
But the Rootless now had superstars.
Yeah, and that was the era. It was like a weird point. We had like superstars that were like 6'5", and these were like jacked up, like bodybuilder looking like guys. Like, yeah, it was that one match. It was, I think, Kurt Angle. I think he was in a handicap match, and he was like up against like Brock, it was rookie Brock or SmackDown Brock. And it was Matt Morgan and A-Train and some other guy. And I was like, what the heck is going on? Because he's over here like, this was Kurt Angle too. And he's over here doing angle slams. And they're A-Train, he's trying to run into Angle and he's in the corner in the ropes. And then he knocks his own guy down. I was like, yo, it was just like crazy. But yeah, you got those guys going up against people now. That would be... Man, Drew McIntyre against prime Brock. I mean, rookie Brock. That would be good.
Okay.
And you got Rey Mysterio versus Ricochet. West Coast Pop Ray.
The match I want to see out of the women's is Rhea and Chyna. So I got Rhea and Chyna. I got Chyna and Beth, and Beth and Rhea.
So then who is it? The top guy? So yeah, I guess the top guy would be at that time for mine would be JBL up against Cody Rhodes then. Would that really be
at the time? Well, yeah, he was.
But then, like they said, I don't know if it's true or not. Behame was saying it was only because Triple H didn't want to work Tuesday.
Right. I mean, he was the face until Cena started.
Because they needed somebody. He just step up. But his character wasn't bad because he had like good feud with Eddie Guerrero. And take her for a little bit. So that was.
You know what? You can even do Eddie and.
Oh wait, dang it! I don't get why this thing cut out. You said Eddie and who? Jeez, this is the what if. I can't even hear nothing. Watch, it'll cut back. It'll cut back in, guys. My apologies. Still trying to figure this thing out. It's a learning process. Just be patient. Stay with us, guys. We're having technical difficulties. Please stand by. Beep. Hold on, Sal, if you can hear me. All right, wait till the thing come back up. I don't know why it cut out. I'm trying to see if it's on a time limit when it does that. Dang, man, I don't know if you can hear. I apologize, man. I didn't know this show was going to do this. Shit. I give it like another minute, man. Then I'm going to just end the episode for now. I give it to us. Hit 46. Dang, this is crazy, man. I apologize, everybody. This was not planned. But then again, expect the unexpected. Crazy stuff. Gonna work. Let's see. You hear me? You there, Sal? Hello? I don't know how long it's gonna take. I apologize, guys. We'll make up for that. I'm gonna just cut this episode short due to this technical difficulties. I gotta do some research. I gotta find out why he's doing this. I apologize, guys, though. Once again, I appreciate y'all, though, for listening. This was the Wise Man Talks podcast. I'm your host, Dante Brown. Talk with me today, the guest host, Sally Sal. Appreciate you, man, for taking the time to have a little conversation, you know, talk all things wrestling, WWE, past and present, man. This Wise Man Talks podcast. Peace.